This morning, we're talking with our friends from the Berrien Community Foundation. Lisa Cripps Downey is joining me this morning. How are you, Lisa?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing very well. And we also have a special guest we'll get to here in just a moment. We're here to talk about one of this year's Big Idea Grant winners. Tell me first, Lisa, what is the Big Idea Grant?
Sure. So the Berrien Community Foundation, we provide grant services for the Frederick S. Upton Foundation. And one of their grant programs is the Big Idea Grant. And it encourages nonprofit organizations to think big, ask themselves what if questions to try something new or to meet an unmet need in a new way. So every year we challenge nonprofits to really dig in and just do that kind of thinking. And that grant opportunity provides one $25,000 grant and one $50,000 grant to fund those ideas. And today I want to introduce you to our $50,000 grant winner, which is the Benton Harbor Impact Foundation. And I have the amazing Rodney Alexander, who is really just the heart of this program. Rodney is the coach who started all of this, but Rodney was a Benton Harbor High School graduate and a basketball player at the high school. And he went on to play at the University of Illinois. And then he went on to play professionally overseas for a long time. And so he's a great basketball player mm-hmm. himself. And now he has more than 400 student athletes that he's working with through Harbor Impact and is just seeing great success. But he wants to grow that program because right now he's doing all of this at work out of one small gym in Benton Harbor. So I'm really excited for you to hear from him and hear his story and the great work that he's doing.
Yeah, you are doing some great work, Rodney. Tell us first a little bit more about Harbor Impact and what the program's all about.
So the program's actually about just giving kids hope and mm-hmm. the chance to be great. I mean, I was that kid from Benton Harbor who honestly didn't have it financially. So my whole mindset was basically to make it out and basically not make it out, but fix my family's financial situation. So I just kept playing and never gave up myself. And now I'm actually here. So we actually have about 400 kids in our program. To be honest, it could be more, but we don't honestly have the capacity to fit that more, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's actually bigger than just basketball as well. I mean, we actually bringing people together, bringing kids together who honestly wouldn't be in the same gym together if it wasn't for us right now. We actually try to basically get kids from St. Joe, Benton Harbor, Stevensville, Coloma, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we basically have a big reach right now to bring kids together. I mean, we're so close, but so divided at the same time. So we're trying to basically get kids together. And to be honest, the ball is always round. So it's just like the universal language for us. So that was the easy part. Now it's more so about just togetherness and building that bridge together.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have, really, just like the name of the grant, you have big ideas and big aspirations for growth because, like you said, you have this many students, so many of them, but you could grow and there's still so much more potential for growth. How long has the Impact Foundation been in operation?
We've been in operation. We actually started this year. I mean, I was mm-hmm. basically teaching myself and just doing myself, but that wasn't working because, I mean, to be honest, half the kids that was actually coming couldn't actually afford what we were doing. So I'm like, okay, we need basically get like some donations because, I mean, I did it last year, I did it this year as well, but I mean, I can't always fund it myself because we have a lot of kids this year that actually couldn't do it. So I'm like, okay, let's find a way to actually mm-hmm. make it possible for them. And my thing is never turn the kid away because, to be honest, I was that kid that didn't have it. So, I mean, I know how I feel to be that kid that can't afford it. Yeah, we don't actually turn those kids away.
Now, Rodney, what will this grant help you do with this, with $50,000? How's that going to help?
We have a group called, well, I can't actually say the name yet because we're going to actually hire them, I want to say Monday.
Okay.
To basically do talking sourcing work, basically. Basically breaking down the impact for us and, I mean, how it's going to basically help the community. We have a big meeting coming up here on it's either Monday or Wednesday to basically, I mean, with Cornerstone as well, to basically break down how it's going to look, how many courts mm-hmm. we actually need, how big the parking needs to be. I mean, they're going to basically break down the whole thing for us.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah. It's important to talk a little bit, Rodney, about, because this is about more than basketball mm-hmm. and what you do with the kids. And I was so impressed to hear about the work that you do academically and with mental health and so many other things that basketball is just really the or other sports are just really the entry into that.
Yeah,
absolutely right. So we're going to have mental health counseling. We're going to have PSAT testing, prep. We're going to have tutoring, food service. I mean, basically for kids that can't actually have food at home. I mean, we're going to have a lot of stuff going on. A STEM academy. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on inside this big facility because, I mean, to be honest, it's been needed for a long time. But I want to put the team together to actually make it happen. So this big idea grant basically got us there, to be honest. It's going to basically get us to that point where we can basically approach people the correct way.
That's
great. I'm so grateful for it, to be honest. We're very grateful for it.
That's amazing. And you had a big idea, and you had a great idea, and you have big dreams and big aspirations, and I think it's really going to make a huge impact in our community, and really looking forward to seeing what the future holds for the Harbor Impact Foundation. Now, Lisa, I think that people assume that these grants go to large nonprofit organizations. This is open to really any nonprofit, right?
Absolutely. I think when you look at the idea just that Rodney and his team mm-hmm. have, and this started like Rodney working in his driveway with some kids
right.
and grew into a program where you've got more than 400 kids from all over a community who are now looking for we need a place mm-hmm. because we've outgrown the little tiny rental facility that we have to do all of these great things, and more kids want to participate. So this is just an organization that came together. These are people who came together with an amazing idea. And so when we look at small nonprofit, this is absolutely small nonprofit, mm-hmm. but they found a great need.
That's
and
great.
So the Big Idea Grant is available to larger nonprofits and to these small grassroots nonprofits who are just saying, no, we know what needs to happen, and we're willing to get in here and do the work.
That's great. Rodney, how can people get involved if they want to learn more about the Impact Foundation or get involved in some way financially or volunteering?
I'm harborimpactfoundation.org. I mean, we're open for basically have people. I mean, we're open for donations. We're open for help. I mean, we're open arms to basically whoever actually wants to be involved. I mean, it's not actually about me. It's about everybody. So,
yep.
I mean, to be honest, this project has made me like more selfless than ever. I mean, it's not about me at all. It's more so about trying to help change people's lives, not just kids, but also adults as well. I mean, mm-hmm. My playing career, I mean, I basically play in about 14 different countries.
Yeah.
I've seen different people, and I've never, I basically became, what is it, no skin color for me. I mean, you are who you are. You're a good person, and you're not so good person. So, I mean, there's no judgment over here as well. That's why mental health is pretty huge right now, because, I mean, COVID kind of hurt the kids a little bit.
Sure. Absolutely.
Adults as well. So, we'll have mental health that actually helps the kids out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have somebody to actually talk to, and not just like their parents, like their peers, but having someone actually be able to trust a little bit.
Absolutely.
And having actually free for all Benton Harbor kids as well.
Awesome.
So that's actually going to be huge, because, I mean, some of the Benton Harbor kids honestly can't actually afford
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be free for all Benton Harbor kids.
Rodney, one more time, the website that we can go to get more information?
HarborImpactFoundation.org.
Awesome. Lisa, and as people want to know more about grant opportunities like Big Idea Grant or the many different services and grants that you offer through the Bering Community Foundation, how do we learn more and get started?
You can always visit our website, which is beringcommunity.org, or always give us a call. We love to talk about grant programs. We love to talk. So it's 269-983-3304.
And we love talking to you guys. So thank you so much, Rodney, for all the great work that you do and taking some time to chat with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you also, Lisa. Thank you for this Big Idea Grant.
Oh, thanks. All right. Thanks, Johnny. We'll see you next week.
All right. Sounds great.